Every Wednesday morning, we tune into county government, and our great friend helping us out with that is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine, and I am looking forward to this really wonderful day we have planned for today. And hopefully everybody can try to stay cool for the rest of the week.
Yeah, if you're going to play hooky, today is the day to get out and play hooky. If you didn't do it yesterday or if you didn't do it Monday, you better get out today. Those 90s, I don't know. We'll tough it out. We can handle it. Make sure your air condition's running. Make sure you're staying hydrated. All those wonderful warnings that we shouldn't be giving you in the first week of June, right?
Right. Just it seems like they keep, you know, Mother Nature keeps teasing us with that little glimpse of that spring weather we love so much. And so anyway, it's been a wonderful last few days and a lot accomplished. And had a meeting, county council meeting last night. It wasn't a council of the whole. It was like our personnel committee meeting that we met with, and one of the things that we met with the auditor, and she was asking for a new position there, and so I did ask when she planned to be full staff, because if she needs a new position, what about the vacancy that she has? Because
just to keep me updated here, what is the vacancy right now, and what is the new position they're looking for?
Okay, the vacancy right now is the chief deputy, and I asked when she planned to fill that slot, and I believe she said by Monday, or that going to announce, or I'll let her speak for herself on that one, but at any rate, she does have that in mind, that she needs to get that slot filled. So it may very well be that the county council will wait to see what those job assignments will be to her chief deputy. Remember, that's a political appointment, so they are at the will of the elected official. So,
can I ask a quick question here, Marty? It's June. When did the auditor get in? How long has this position been empty? Does it need to be filled? Why is it taking so long? Is that a question for the auditor?
Well, I would say personnel situations is a question for the auditor, but as I have been told, that position, the person has not been actually in the office working for some time now. I can't say exactly how long. So it's reasonable to expect them to perhaps feel stressed by not having that extra set of hands there to help out. The new position that they're asking for might well be one that the job of that new position could be shared in other manners. They could look at who might have time to do this job, because the state has evidently suggested that some of the counties put in place an additional auditing eye to make sure that somebody is catching any errors that might be, you know, glaring that people could see. And so we discussed that at length last evening, and
so is this creating a new, when you say another position, this is a brand new position?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what's being asked for. That does not mean that's going to be
given, right?
Given, right. There may very well be those who will say, here's a list of duties that you're saying needs to be divided up amongst someone, you know, maybe someone of her own staff or maybe someplace else in the county. So we'll see how that goes. But good luck with the auditor's search for whoever she will announce will be her chief deputy, and wish them well, and hopefully will be a good team member, because everything that happens in county government seems to revolve around, of course, you can't do anything without money. And so that revolves around the exchange of money there at the auditor's office. But one of the good things, one of the good news that we received.
Well, you said good news? You've got good news?
All right. Good news.
Well, I'm going to write this down.
First,
this is good.
First of all, to say part of the good news is that Monroe County citizens are doing better financially because we do have our income tax revenue numbers back, and that revenue went up right at a million eight more for our projected revenue for 2019 than it was for 2018. So, you know, obviously, that means people are making more money because the more money you make and you're paying a percent of your income,
that's right,
that income tax goes up. So that's good news, really, all the way around.
Where are we going to spend it? 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 Where are we going to spend it?
100 times. And also that number went way up for that public safety revenue, as well as for the juvenile services. So it went from what we have to look at here is if it should be decided by the county that they would want to move forward with something having to do with the jail or whatever, you know, with that special legislation, it would not affect so as much all the other taxing units, since there is this much new revenue coming in, if they would do it within the same footprint that we have now. In other words, not try to increase the taxpayers' portion of it, but just take it from what is coming in. And that's something that we will most likely be looking at some point. Doesn't mean today
whether
or
more
tomorrow.
Whether more is necessary or more because you can.
The money that's coming in is because people in this county are making more money.
Got it.
But if we would have to do something about the jail overcrowding, and we know that's not a secret, you know, that's something that's been talked about for a long time, but if there was some movement toward doing something about that, either this year or next or whenever, it hopefully would be coming more from the growth of this revenue rather than to cut in to the so much into what the other taxing units receive. Because if it grew by a million eight, and we would put this in place, maybe we could do it with just what this growth was. And so everybody,
right, because the simpleton will say, well, if it's a million seven this year, what's not going down next year, is it?
Well, one would hopefully not.
Well,
not
but that's my
a
point.
Bunch of plants or
right,
something.
Right, but my point is.
It's a million,
yeah.
Closer to a million.
Yeah, we'll
eight.
Say around 2 million just to be in the neighborhood.
Right.
But if it happens one year, you think it's going to happen next year. How do you model that out into the future, or do you have to be prudent with, hey, this might not be that way? How do you balance all that?
Right, that absolutely. So you have to be very careful that you don't assume that it will grow this much every time, but let us hope it won't go south, go the other direction. But it is a situation where if your job market is stable here in this county, then it will most likely not be less revenue. So and the good news about that is it doesn't mean that anyone is having to dip into a bigger percent of your pot of money that you personally have at home. If you're making more and you're paying a certain percent out in income tax, you will continue to do that. So if your total is higher, then the percent's going to be higher, and that's how we operate county government, because many years ago, they determined we were going to have to bring in revenue, not just from property tax, because of the state changes in the law. So moving forward, that the other bit of good news, and I know some folks have been very concerned about this horse that's been named Jake, the one that's was saved. When there was this report of animal abuse. And Jake seems to be doing very well and responding well and eating and and on his road to being healthy.
Very good.
So, and there's just a lot of people been giving a lot of thought to that for certain. So you would hate to think ever that there would be someone that would abuse animals or whatever. But our sheriff's department, they have a department that is animal control and animal management, and they were just good to get there to make sure that they're doing what they have to do to make sure that our animals are treated as best they can be here in this county. And you know what? So many of us really work our lives around our precious pets.
Oh, so, I bet.
So, okay. So anyway, so we are now coming together, putting information together for our budget sessions, trying to get all of the department heads turning in all of their information so that we can kind of see what the needs are going to be. I'm looking forward to seeing how that.
Well, let me ask you about these budgets, because you just told me that we're gonna see perhaps a $1.8 million windfall in there. Does that get included? How does that work through there? Is that something that is in addition to? You know what I'm trying to say here? Because does that
right.
money factor into those budgets that they're going to present to you coming up here shortly?
Right, and remember, when I said $1.8 million, that's not all coming into county government.
Exactly, but a portion of it is, right?
It's going to the townships and so forth. However, there's more coming into county government is being projected than what had our growth is at. It looks to be higher than what might have been, because they tie that to a lot of different factors. So if we see our growth just for county government and not for the townships or anything to be over $1 million, well, that's what we project that. And we won't know that for certain until the state gets through with all their numbers and tell us what it's going to be.
Gotcha.
But we add that on to what our projected property tax revenue will be, and then your other miscellaneous revenue, and that's our new money, that's our money that we have to work with for 2019. So then if you want to try to make sure you stay within a balanced budget, you're trying to make certain you're not spending more than you're bringing in. Now, we did get in a lot of additional money for that one time that it comes from the state every few years when our trust account has built up. And I believe that we will we have to put it into the general fund to begin with. But I think there might very well be a movement toward moving that on over to rainy day so that we'll have that to fall back on for any of the bigger projects, such as we've been speaking of. So,
well, those bigger projects, we're talking with Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, obviously. You're expecting, I would think, the budget from the jail folks to increase just because of, like, their population, correct?
Right. Well, and you know, different things that have brought people to this county that seem to cause us more trouble than others. But we'll.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I'm glad you brought that up, because we saw that the city, John Hamilton, has asked the council to draft something about the growing for-profits of treatment centers. Did the county and how, there was the old Duke Energy building, wasn't that going to be a for-profit treatment center, and the county said no to that one? Is that accurate? I couldn't remember how that worked. Refresh me on that. I couldn't remember. Keith and I were talking about the other morning. I said, you know, I'm going to ask Marty, because I can't remember all these details.
Well, I know when they came forward to ask the group that wanted to put some kind of detox center there, and they came before Board of Zoning Appeals, because it would have had to have a zoning change, and the neighbors really were not at all happy with that, and so that was turned down at the Board of Zoning Appeals.
So that was a zoning decision, okay.
Yes, right, it was a zoning decision. I know it was mentioned at that meeting, I remember watching it, that well, that might be better than what they might get, because evidently the way it was allowed would have been allowed to have that trash transfer facility. Now, that may very well be changing at this point. I think they were doing some things to sort of slow down the ability to do that. But I think many of us believe they're going to put a trash transfer facility someplace. And I know that nobody wants it in, you know, at their back door. So I'm not saying that's what's going to go on there, because I believe that that's not a, I've been told that's not a good setup for that. But I did ask a member of the Plan Commission if she had heard anything additional about that particular property. They were going to have a meeting last night, and she was going to inquire, but as far as she knew, that had not been a part of it. So,
what's the next step in that?
Well, if someone would determine that that's what they wanted to do, they would start moving forward with it to see. But I certainly don't want the neighborhood to think that's what's happening now, because I'm just responding to your question.
Sure, sure.
And so I know absolutely nothing more than that about it. The other good news I wanted to share with you is that there was the property, and I'm trying to find the particular address. It's a house with a lot of grass and whatever growing around. And I was asked by someone to check that out, and I'm trying to get the address here. And I think you have mentioned it before, that property on the southwest corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Gordon Pike and Rogers.
Right. So
it's been sitting empty, and you can't see around that corner because of the overgrownness of it.
Right. And I have contacted the highway department.
Very nice. Thank you.
And I am assured that it will be mowed this week.
Okay, because it's a little bushy, and it's a safety issue because how that light is set up, obviously the traffic coming from west to east on Gordon Pike isn't as flowing, per se, as east to west. So people are turning right on red from northbound Rogers to eastbound Gordon Pike, and they can't see through
right.
that bush. So again, people are in a hurry. They're trying to get to places because all 100 roads are being worked on. And the easier to see around that corner, because you can turn right on red for a good portion of that time. You need to see where you're going. So very helpful. Thank you.
The message that came to me was, it's not just an awful eyesore, but worse than that, it now obstructs the visibility.
When it's a safety issue.
If you want to turn right, you can't see if anything's coming down Gordon Pike on the left.
Price of progress, we understand it. It's good that someone can take care of that, because if there's a wreck there, that just closes off another way to get around town, and that's the last thing any of us want down there as the progress is being made. We talked about night paving. I don't know if you heard me talk about that earlier, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So, again, we're just trying to get these things done in non-busy times to get everybody moving around, Marty, but we hope we can sit back and laugh one day when it's all complete, right?
Well, right. And, you know, our highway department, they're just fighting the alligators, it seems like. There's so much going on that they're just, they are really doing their best to step up to the plate to respond
they are. And
to
they're
all
even,
of this.
They're even taking time to answer our questions about signs on bridges that we talked about that was voted on in 24 or determined back in 2014. So
right. That's
why those are up there. And you know where you're at, you know where you're going. So that's the good thing as well.
Right.
And they're
now,
doing
the
a great
other...
job. They're doing a great job. And we know all these deadlines, and we know school's got to start, and we know and we know and we know. Hopefully we can keep a somewhat dry forecast for some Marty so all these projects can get done.
And I do want to also say that I had someone contact me trying to figure out what they were supposed to do to pay the food and beverage tax. And we tried to find it on our county website. I thought, oh, well, I'll just, you know, send this to her. Show her how to. Well, if it's on there, we couldn't find it. I called someone in the office to try to find it, and it took us a while, but you know, they don't apply for it through the county, but the county certainly should be responsive to make sure
link it up, make sure
understand.
They can get there to the state website or whatever. Right.
So when we finally got it, I asked the county council office to please put it in our Dropbox. So if you have any questions, you can always call the council office, I guess. But hopefully they'll get it on the county website, because I've asked that they do that. I know they're working on a better county website, but there we go.
Yep, we'll... it's always progress. Something's always moving forward, and we're always finding better ways to do things, so that's hardly surprising. Marty, we thank you for your time. As always, enjoy this lovely spring day, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk making her weekly Wednesday visit.